Welcome to Outside the Box, and the very first in a series on lesser known, but still very hurtful, kinds of discrimination. Today's topic is familial statusism. I'm sure all listeners are aware of many forms of discrimination, such as racism or skin colorism, sexism, classism, heterosexism, ableism, and antisemitism, or discrimination against people of certain religions. Many of you have probably experienced one or more of these and suffered because of them. But there are less well-known kinds of prejudice and discrimination. You won't wind up in the slammer for them, but they do damage nonetheless. We'll look at a few of these over the next several weeks. Today, let's start with familial status discrimination, familial statusism, a term I made up, by the way. You won't find it in a dictionary. Adults with children and without them, both are victims of discrimination. Generally, this kind of discrimination may not be as devastating as other kinds, but it hurts nonetheless, and it works both ways. Sometimes people are discriminated against because they have children. At other times, it's because they don't. There are laws in some places against women breastfeeding their babies in public locations. Some spaces are not open to those who want to bring along young people under age 18 or 21. But the primary gripe seems to be the rights of people with children to rent a home or apartment. Property owners often discriminate because they fear that children will damage their rental properties. Despite passage of the federal Fair Housing Act, refusal to rent to families with children continues. More often, in my opinion, the discrimination is against those singles or couples without children. Some religions actively condemn couples who do not procreate. Families are so mother and apple pie that not having offspring just doesn't fit the mold. For many, there's still the assumption that a couple will have children, so our society isn't sure how to relate to people who don't. The earned income tax credit and deductions for dependents give parents tax advantages, although it's based in large part on children as major expenses rather than income generators. Car insurance for drivers with children can be cheaper. Employers may prefer, that is to discriminate in favor of, hiring adults with children for reasons of supposed stability or because they have more mouths to feed. Some workplaces give advantages to parents. They can go home to care for a sick child, get maternity leave, leave work early to drive a child somewhere, utilize employer-based child care programs, or use health care benefits to cover the whole family. An employer may assume people without children can work longer hours or make a greater commitment to work than employees with families, forgetting that those who do not have children usually have very strong commitments to something else. These kinds of unfair situations can make people without children feel left out or discriminated against. They pay for public education, but don't use it. They subsidize programs for children that they won't need. Many choose not to have offspring for ethical, environmental, or personal reasons, but feel social pressures to conform and conceive. Organizations have sprung up to support people who are childless. There's Kidding Aside in the UK, and No Kidding, with an exclamation point, is an international support network for childless adults. A recent movie, Dinks, Double Income, No Kids, is a comedy about a man married without children who writes about discrimination against childless adults, and what happens to him when he challenges this sacred cow. Have you felt discriminated against because you had children? Or because you didn't have any? I'm Larry Danziger, and I'm happy not to have children, even though I've occasionally been made to feel uncomfortable about it.